Tech Tuesday. It's Bill and Wendy, and I was trying to prevent people from getting scammed. If you get a moving violation email and it's not from .gov, don't get it. This was gov-services.com. And someone said, if you don't pay it, it'll double like the red light tickets. But as I was telling Bill off the air, they don't have my email address registered to my license plate, only my home address. So they would mail it. Scams aplenty and bad things on the internet. Bridget Carey is here for our Tech Tuesday. You can follow her on Twitter at Bridget Carey or Instagram at Bridget Happens. CNET senior editor. Bridget, what is going on in your tech world?
Well, I am glad that you didn't respond to that email, that's for sure.
I know, but it almost got me.
Well, you know why it almost got you? Because when they try to scam people, they do the things that make you panic. Ticket? What? I've been hacked? What? I need to send my information right now? What? Someone bought something in my name? And they always do those moments where you kind of lose yourself a little bit. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And on Facebook, there was a big hacking going on, too, with a lot of my friends where they sent a video, and you're supposed to click on it. Whenever I get a message on Facebook and I don't know the person, don't click on it, because then it gets into your address book, doesn't it?
It gets in your bloodstream.
And then just automatically sends out to other people. Is that how that works? God, I'm sick of the internet.
Yes, me too. It's very easy to not realize what you just clicked on, and next thing you know, you just gave permission to some app that you thought was Facebook, and it's not, and then they have access to your account, and they start sending things on your behalf. It's a very slippery slope. It happens very quickly. But speaking of being sick of the internet...
I know what's coming. This is bad.
Yeah, it's the latest stuff everyone's talking about with YouTube, and specifically kids' videos on YouTube. You've heard for a while that there's been some just awful junk out there that these computer programs will just, you know, make nonsense to autoplay next for your kids to watch, and if you're not on top of it, suddenly, like, you don't realize the kind of nonsense that they're watching that actually is kind of violent sometimes and gross. It's done on purpose to just be mean. And the latest thing is that a pediatrician has been sounding the warning bells because she's sitting there with her kid watching YouTube, and an innocent cartoon is playing, and the cartoon, which you think is normal, stops and then starts playing a guy who's explaining how to commit suicide by slashing your wrists.
Oh, my
God. And then it goes right back to the cartoon. You turn your head to go wash a dish. You have no idea. And this is a video that probably was just recommended to play next. And you're not really noticing, like, who the maker of the video is in these cases because, oh, it looks like the same little series of videos that my kid always watches. You know, my kid always watches the little nursery rhymes or whatever it is. And in this case, a lot of people are kind of getting their sick laughs on putting these terrible messages right smack in the middle of something that looks innocent. And this pediatrician then started watching more and more and found much worse things out there, terrible messages being put inside cartoons to the point where she's had to stop recording. And there's been a lot of news articles written about this. And I would say, as a parent, this really scares me too, because so often you just put the phone up for a second to be like, oh, here's a nice nursery rhyme. And you turn around, you know, the babysitter turns around, the caregiver, whoever it is, grandma, grandpa, and the next video autoplay, it still looks like a Mickey Mouse cartoon. It still looks like something safe from Disney, but it's not. And we all have to just be more aware by taking extreme measures, I think, because the tech companies are not.
Bridget,
say,
you know,
oh,
I'm
we
not...
care. We'll take it down. But they're not taking these things down.
I'm not defending it at all.
Yeah.
But there's millions and millions of videos up there. I don't know how they could police all of them. It's a numbers game.
No, and that's why I'm no longer gonna like let my daughter watch YouTube. I mean, yeah. I've never given her YouTube. But I know that sometimes when she's with someone else being watched, they might go, oh, here's a nice nursery rhyme,
right.
And then I look over and I'm like, it's not a nursery rhyme anymore. It's nonsense. It's just sounds of violence and babies crying.
Yeah.
And the kids are watching, like, it, I don't know what it's doing to their heads, but it's not good. So what I'm doing as the mother of a toddler is I'm now going to say, listen, if you need a moment for her to watch something, here's a tablet with preset videos. No more YouTube, but because, you know, it's a crutch. It's a crutch for people.
Right.
But at least, like, here is a set amount of shows that are okay on Netflix, or that I know I preloaded and pre-downloaded this Disney movie. And that way, you know, we could just avoid this whole mess altogether, because there is no stopping it. You're right. You know, the tech companies, they have a business to make. They don't want to totally stop it. And
that's
they
terrible.
Clearly don't have the tools to monitor this.
Horrible. Horrible. All right. Can we talk about something much, much happier? Last week, you were at Toy Fair in New York. Just give us a couple of highlights. What are some toys coming out this year that are new and exciting?
Well, I always kind of keep an eye out on, like, the tech trends and some other weird things. Llamas are the biggest toy.
Llamas
oddly
are?
Enough. Yeah.
Why?
You can thank Fortnite for that. That's the popular video game. So, in Fortnite, one of the big, like, little things you have to find is this llama pinata that's full of loot, and it actually has so much influence on kids' culture that there's llamas in almost every toy now, like a llama plush this, and a dancing llama, and a booty-shaking llama, and a llama that spits in this, and everywhere you turn, another llama. But I would say also an interesting twist, because I'm always looking for the tech side of things, is that, you know, speaking of influence, YouTube does have a big influence on toys, too. Everywhere you turn, there's a famous YouTube personality plastered on a box. Toys now come with a little phone stand, so you can take a video of yourself playing with this toy and upload it later, kids. And there's a new little doll line, like a fashion doll line,
mm-hmm.
where the dolls, they're called Snap Stars, and they're social media influencers, and they come with their own green screen background. So you, too, can live that life of being on Instagram and YouTube, you know, through the eyes of the doll. So it is kind of wild how much, you know, these moments in culture, this whole YouTube side of things does influence toys. I talk to the companies, they say, we don't have to make commercials anymore.
Right.
We put our money in YouTube. You know, we don't do TV commercials. It's all YouTube. The toys have their own YouTube shows, or they just go straight to a famous YouTube person. Speaking of Fortnite, before that, there's a service called Twitch where people stream video games. The most famous streamers have their own toys, like little cartoon personifications of themselves that you can collect. Ninja is one of them. He's got, like, his own line of plush dolls, so you can snuggle up at night with the cartoon personality of your favorite social media star. You know, like, it's a little weird. There's always a lot of fun stuff, too, that's normal on the side of toys,
yeah, sure.
that I would say. Yeah, but for me, that was, like, the new twist, I think, that I didn't expect. Llamas and social media influence.
We need to go back old school, and we only have 30 seconds here, but I have to tell you, Toe Jam and Earl Back in the Groove comes out on Friday, and I'm very excited about that. It's a fun game. Will you be playing it on Friday? I know you like it as well, Bridget.
Oh, I can't wait to get my hands on it. And there's a lot of retro games that are hot. Like, I saw a lot of Pac-Man comeback stuff and Atari stuff. So retro is definitely hot for those of us who are nostalgic.
And safer.
Yeah.
A lot safer. Bridget, thanks so much. Appreciate your time. Have a great rest of your week.
You too. Bye-bye.
It's Bridget Carey from CNET. That's the site to visit. Coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand, all from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN Radio.